This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. It's winter in southern Arizona, and in the scruffy grassland that surrounds our home near the banks of the Ojolote, it's the season of brown, shades of brown. I'm terrible with colors, but shades of brown. Okay, there's shades of yellow, too. Yellow and brown, they're sort of related. So dormant mesquite, dormant, wait a minute, bush, dormant desert willows, brown. It's the native grasses that are shades of yellow. And if you want a little green in a grass, then look no further than the exotic invasive varmint layman's love grass, and you'll see green stems close to its base. It's the grass of the grassland out where we live. You can still find stands of native grasses, for sure. I mean, and sometimes native grasses mixed in with layman's, but make no mistake, layman's is the grass that dominates, and it's not done spreading or dominating. And the green stems in winter give you an idea of layman's lovegrass toughness. There's some other greens, I think, like baccharis. The oaks in our yard, the things I planted, the evergreen oaks and emery's, the Arizona whites, and the riparian corridor, we have evergreen oaks. So there's some green. Okay. there are a few other colors, but it's winter and it feels like brown to me. Maybe a trip to the Sonoran Desert would be good for me because the Sonoran Desert always seems green. Yeah, give me some green. But it's winter, and for us, it's a season of firewood, which we go get. And though I confess that purchasing a cord or two of firewood does sound good some days, I think I would miss the excursions into the hills in search of dead and down oak trees. Oak has a fantastic grainy wood. The grains are visible, and where branches or knots were on a trunk, oh my gosh, there are beautiful swirling grains, and small chunks with those swirls are set aside, sometimes sitting next to the wood stove for weeks. Now, there's one that's been there for over a year, and sometimes you lift up that chunk and you fondle it and admire it. Look at those swirls, I'll say to myself. Sometimes you'll see a large swelling on a trunk or a branch of an oak. It's a burl caused by maybe a fungus or a wound. Oh my goodness, the swirling grains in an oak burl are to die for. You know, I need to be careful or our home will be full of chunks of wood with swirling grains. And you know what? Of course you don't. But we were up in an oak woodland, about 40 minutes from our home, we being some family members, Jared, Katie, Ms. Mosquiti, and me, we were poking around, and a bird flew to the top of an oak and called that a short whistle. Yeah, that's my Phainopepla bird call, a Phainopepla. What in the dickens? And another bird landed up by it. So two crested dark birds. I wonder what those Phainopeplas are eating, I said aloud. It's the dead of winter. And a few minutes later, Ms. Mosquiti said, "Petey, come here," and she pointed up into an oak where there was a large clump of leafy mistletoe, a large clump of green leafy mistletoe. Yeah, green. And it was flowering and in fruit, many small white berries, many. And what do Phainopeplas, that silky-tailed flycatcher, like to eat? You think they like flies or insects, but no, they like they like mistletoe berries. Berries of species of Phorodendron, of which I think there are four or five species in Arizona. In the Sonoran Desert, land of green winters, I see Phorodendron californicum on ironwoods, palo verdes, mesquites, acacias. But in this oak woodland, I was looking at a very green and leafy Phorodendron serotinum, and I think subspecies Tomatosum, but don't take my word on that. Phorodendron is from two Greek words, for, P-H-O-R, thief, dendron, tree, referring to the mistletoe's parasitic nature. Yeah. So I'm looking at that large green and white clump of mistletoe and realize that when that parasitic plant was done, when it died, there would be an oak burl formed. How cool is that? It's very cool. Swirling oak grains to follow a mistletoe occupation. I'm thinking, you know, I should start an oak burl farm. Could have a pretty good crop in 100 years or so. Anyway, it's winter and the deserts might be brown, the deserts might be green, but the deserts are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.